开始之前，让我们一同来低头祷告。
Let us pray before we begin.
亲爱的主，今天我们来到你的殿里，我们要敬拜你。
Lord, today we come to your temple and we worship you.
这一刻也求你啊，张开我们的心，我们的灵，让我们聆听你的话语。
Pray that you open our heart and your spirit so that we may hear what you have to say to us.
让我们在新的一年里能够把你的话语行出来。
Let us act out your words in this new year.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
今天是新年的第一个主日。
It is the first Sunday of this year.
我相信已经有很多人呢已经做好了今年的全年的计划。
I believe many here have already made plans for this new year.
在我们周天的祷告会里面呢，我们也常常祷告神带领我们新的一年能够给我们一个新的方向。
And in our prayer meetings, we have also been asking God for a new direction.
不过也有可能呢，很多人还在这一刻呢还不知道今年打算做什么，还在寻找他的方向。
Might also be the case that some of you here are still looking for a direction for your own life.
有些人因为可能事情的还不是很明朗，前面的方向也不是很清楚，所以呢，还没决定。
Perhaps things are unclear, or you aren't sure how you want to spend the year.
就在我预备这一篇讲章的时候，我从窗外往外看。
While I was preparing for this sermon, I looked out the window.
我突然看见远方有一块展开的一块长方形的这么一块布，是粉红色的，在天空上这样慢慢的走。
And all of a sudden, I saw a large piece of canvas covering the sky. It was rectangular and light red in color. And it was moving slowly in the sky.
除了看到这块布以外呢，其他什么也没看到。
Apart from the canvas, I couldn't see anything else.
当然我不是想说我看到异象了，就像彼得看到有一块布从天降下来。
Of course, I'm not describing a vision that I saw, like the linen cloth that Peter witnessed coming down from the sky.
我也不是想说我看到 UFO 了。
And I'm not talking about an UFO either.
我是觉得这块布这么慢慢的走呢，肯定有一样东西拉着它走，可能是一个很小型的飞机。
I thought for the canvas to be moving in the sky, it must have been pulled by something. It was probably a very small plane.
以至于呢，我看不见那个飞机，就是只是看到一块布在移动而已。
So small that I could not see it.
这情景呢，让我想到的不是 UFO, 而是让我想到带领我们的神。
This did not make me think of an UFO, but it made me remember God.
在我们生命的当中神就好像那一架的飞机，虽然我们看不见它，但是它却一直的引领我们往前走。
In our daily lives, God is like that plane. Though we do not see Him, He sure is guiding us forward.
使到我们的美丽的生命呢，就像那块布一样，能够在众人的面前展开。
So that, like the canvas, our lives maybe, may unfold in all its beauty and wonder.
但是呢，这并不是必然的。要是我们不愿意让神来带领。
But this isn't necessarily the case if we do not desire for God's guidance.
要是当他让我们往东，我们却要往西走的时候，那样我们就会有不一样的人生。
Our lives would turn out very differently if we choose to go west when he asks us to go east.
今天的经文呢，记载了一件事情，愿意呢，他能够给我们一个启发。
I hope that the story recorded in today's passage will help us inspire us.
帮助我们呢，顺服。神的带领，让我们走好2011年。
May it help us to obey God's directions in 2011.
第一节的经文呢，告诉我们两位重要的人物，他们是谁呢？
Verse 1 tells us about two important characters. Who are they?
第一位是以利沙，他是旧约里的一位先知，他的师父呢叫以利亚，是一位大先知。
The first is Elisha, a prophet in the Old Testament times. He was a disciple of Elijah, who was a prophet of great fame.
当神要接他的师父升天的时候呢，他师父几次与他道别，他都不肯离开。
When God was lifting his master up into heaven, his master bade farewell to him many times, yet Elisha would not leave.
在最后一次道别中，他师父问他，你要我为你做什么呢？
During their last goodbye, his master asked him, what may I do for you?
他说，愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。
Elisha said, please let me inherit a double share of your spirit.
他师父说，你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不着。
His master said, you have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not.
以利沙所求的是什么呢？是他想让神给他更加的明白神的旨意。
What Elisha asked for was to better understand God's will.
师父的回答是，神愿意挑选谁就是挑选谁，虽然他一师父很愿意给他这种能力，但是也要神的肯定。
His master's reply meant that it was up to God who he chooses. Even when the master is willing, God must approve first.
最后当然这位以利沙呢，他就是得到了这种能力，因为神应允了他的所求。
In the end, God did fulfill his wishAnd Elisha succeeded Elijah as a prophet.
那位妇人又是谁呢？
Who then was the woman?
她是一位身份尊贵的妇人。
She is a well-respected person.
有一次以利沙经过苏练的时候，这位妇人呢和她的丈夫很热情地招待了以利沙。
Once she and her husband warmly welcomed Elisha into their home for a meal, when he passed by the town of Shunem.
从那以后，每一次以利沙经过那个地方，这个妇人就接待他，而且呢，他还特意为以利沙建了一个小房子，让以利沙每次经过的时候都可以在那小房间休息。
From then on, every time Elisha passes by that place, the woman would receive him, and she would go as far as to build a small room for him to rest in.
后来以利沙就问这个妇人，问他有什么需要，他可以回报他这一种的款待了。
So Elisha asked her if there was anything he could do to repay her for her kindness.
那位妇人却说自己什么都不缺乏，不需要以利沙的回报。
But she said that there is nothing that she need, and there is no need for him to repay her.
后来呢，以利沙知道这位妇人呢，他没有孩子，他就求神赐给了他一个儿子。
Later, when Elisha found out that she is childless, he asked God to give her a child.
当这位孩子长大了以后呢，有一天他突然死了，这位先知以利沙又帮这个孩子呢复活过来。
But when the child grew up, he suddenly died, but Elisha resurrected him.
这就是以利沙和这位苏练妇人之间的故事。
And that's the story between Elisha and the Shunem woman.
回到今天的经文，第一节，以利沙告诉这位苏练的妇人离开苏练，因为那里将会有饥荒。
Returning to today's passage, in verse 1, Elisha tells a woman to leave Shunem because a famine was coming.
在这里，以利沙知道将要发生的事情，给予了这个妇人一个指引。
Here, Elisha knows the future and instructs the woman of Shunem accordingly.
在我们人生的当中，神也常常给我们指引，就像指引那个苏练的妇人一样。
In our daily lives, God often instructs us in the same way.
例如神通过耶稣指引我们当行的路，主呢，就是我们通往生命的道路。
For example, God shows us a way which we shouldlive through Jesus, who is the way to our salvation.
神呢也通过使徒约翰通过启示录告诉我们 将要发生的事情。
And through the book of Revelation, recorded by the disciple John, he tells us what will happen in the future, including.
甚至呢，把人的结局也毫无保留地告诉了我们。
Including the very end of the world.
神呢，也通过牧师把圣经的教导一一的讲解，来引导我们每一天的生活。
God also guides us in our daily lives through pastors explaining the Bible.
神甚至有时候很清晰地给予我们一些个人的指引。
He might even give us very clear personal guidance.
除以上，我们知道，神呢是在不断地传递信息，传递指引给我们。
It is easy to see that God is continuously communicating with us and guiding us.
你有没有曾经收过神的指引呢？
Have you ever received directions from God?
或是直到现在你从来都没有收过呢？
Or perhaps you have not yet received anything until now.
或是你收到的指引都是来自你上司、老师、朋友、家人呢？
Maybe all the advice you've heard are from your boss, your teacher, your friends, and your family.
那样的话，可能你今年要寻求突破。
In that case, perhaps you should seek for a breakthrough this year.
下定决心寻求神的指引。
And be determined to seek for God's guidance.
这位书念的妇人因为得到神的指引避过了饥荒，一家得以存活。
This woman was able to avoid famine and survive with her family because she received God's guidance.
由此可见，神的指引是多么的重要，它关系到你和你家人的生活。
See how important God's guidance is? Because it directly affects the lives of you and your family.
得到指引后的回应也是同样的重要，不然呢，这个指引就失去了它的功效。
A response to God's guidance is equally important, for it will otherwise lose its effect.
在第二节，书念的妇人呢，接到旨意后，她有什么反应呢？
What was the woman's response?
经文告诉我们，那妇人就住在非利士地七年之久。
She went to live in the land of the Palestinians for 7 years.
这位妇人给我们看到的是顺服和信靠。
She demonstrates to us what is trusting and obeying.
我们不要觉得就做这个决定非常的简单。
Let's not assume that it was easy to make this decision.
之前我们都知道，这个妇人她是一位有名誉、有地位、有丰厚家产的人。
We know that the woman is of good reputation, has abundant wealth and high status.
要是她一旦离开了那个地方，房产可能会别人吞吃掉了。
If she leaves her home, her possessions could be stolen by others.
在第七节我们知道，她回来后房产真的被别人占去了。
Verse 7 tells us that her land and everything in it was taken by someone else.
而且当时他在书念那个地方生活的挺好的，又没有什么征兆说让他看到将会有饥荒的来临。
Her life back then was quite peaceful, and there was no sign that she could see which pointed to a famine.
但是最后他愿意顺服神的指引，放下一切的田产，到了异国异族那里生活了七年。
Yet she willingly obeys God's guidance to give up everything she has to live in a foreign land for 7 years.
在这件事情中呢，她没有提早，也没有延迟回来的日期。
She did not hasten or delay her return.
就是因为这样，她才能在那一刻碰上了第四到第五节中的那一个机会。
Only then could she have the chance to meet with the king in verse 4 and 5.
王呢才会恩待她，把田产归还给她。
And have the king return her land to her out of his grace.
你可能会说，书念妇人顺服指引是应该的，因为以利沙在他面前呢行过许多的神迹，给予了他足够的信心。
Perhaps you think that it makes sense that she chooses to obey, because Elisha had once performed many miracles in front of her and has therefore given her enough faith to do that.
但是事实并不是一定这样的。
But the truth wasn't so.
就像主耶稣当时行了很多的神迹，特别是在法利赛人、犹太人面前。
Remember when Jesus performed his miracles, especially before the Pharisees and the Jews?
其中也包括让死人复活。当时他们看的并不是要相信耶稣，反而是想把那个刚复活过来的拉撒路给杀了。
When he raised a person from death, not only did they believe in him, they also plotted to kill the very person he saved.
后来主自己也复活了，也显给了很多人看，但是也不一定是每一个经历看见他的人都相信他，顺服他。
And later, when Jesus himself came back to life, he appeared before many people, but not all of those who saw him decided to obey him.
还有罗德的妻子，他也经历了天使如何击退那些暴民。
We have another example in Lot's wife. She, had already seen how the angels defeated the crowd.
但是当天使要灭城的时候，告诉他不要回头看，但是他还是回头看了，最后变成了一条岩柱。
But when they warned her not to look back at the burning city, she still chose to turn her head and thus became a pillar of salt.
因此呢，顺服是在乎于人的本身是否愿意，或是说是否有信心按神的心意去行。
Therefore, obedience also depends on if the person has faith in their heart to follow God.
今天有些基督徒虽然得到了神的指引，但是却没有像苏念的妇人一样顺服神，按神的心意去生活。
Some Christians today, who has received guidance from God, do not respond like the Shunam woman.
他们反而顺服田产、儿女、朋友或是工作等等。
Instead, they choose to live according to the will of their possession and their children.
因为这些事情都是他们人生中的第一位，这些事情呢，便会成为他们顺服神指引的绊脚石。
It's because these are the number one things in their lives, and these are the things standing between them and their obedience to God.
而有些人呢，不愿意做基督徒，他们留恋着这一些事情，也不愿意把神放首位。
Some people refuse to be Christian because they are reluctant to let these things go. In other words, to put God as their first priority.
他们宁愿选择否定神的存在，因为要是神并不存在的话，那样他们就不会因为背念神而感到害怕。
They will rather deny God's existence so that they will not be scared when they disobey God.
记得有一位男士最怕我跟他说见证。
There's a man who is really scared of me sharing my testimonies with him.
他很害怕听一些神在我生命当中做过的一些奇事。
He's afraid to hear about all the great things that God has done in my life.
每当我对他说有一件事情很奇怪的。
Whenever I start saying something extraordinary happened.
但是我还没说下去，他就把他说，哎，我不要听，我不要听这个。
He would interrupt me by waving his hand and saying, I don't want to listen to this.
因为他害怕神的存在，他宁愿没有神，这样他就可以自己怎么过就怎么过。
Because he fears God's existence, he would rather not have God and live a life in his own way.
但事实上呢，神并不是你否定他，他就不存在的。
But the truth is, God doesn't disappear if you deny him.
最后那一天，谁都要站在主的面前向他交账。
Everyone will need to face him on the final day.
在第三到第六节呢，告诉我们这个故事的结局。
The end of today's story is in verse 3 to 6.
由此呢，我们也可以看到神对信服他的人的保守和供应。
It shows us how God looks after and provides for those who obey him.
七年后，那妇人回国了。但是他的田产呢，却被别人霸占了。
The woman returns home after 7 years and finds her property forcibly occupied by other people.
他肯定呢，在争取自己的田产这件事情上呢，遇到很多的困难，或是受到很多的委屈。
She must have met with a lot of resistance and suffered many setbacks when she tried to claim back her land.
因此呢，他才会去到王的面前，哀求王把他的房产归给他。
And that's why she will need to appeal before the king for her possession to be returned.
这里用的是哀求，她非常的悲伤。
The word appeal hints at how desperate and sad she is.
而且在这七年的当中呢，我相信她住在异国，生活上一定会遇到困难。
And during these 7 years, she would have gone through many difficulties in a foreign land.
对于他来说，这是一个很大的挑战。
This would have been a challenge to her.
在七年中，他离乡别井，寄人篱下，肯定不如在自己家乡生活的舒畅。
During those years, she left her familiar surroundings to be fully dependent on others. It would have been a stark contrast to the life she had in her native land.
因此呢，七年一到，她马上就回国了。
That's why she returned as soon as the 7 years was up.
我想了，当我们去执行神的旨意的时候，在过程中，我们难免会遇到困难、挫折，或是让我们感到悲伤的事情。
When we follow God's will, it is often inevitable that we meet with difficulties and distress during the process.
但是故事的结局是苦尽甘来。
But there is light at the end of the tunnel.
在第四到第六节中。王呢，因为了解到以利沙在他家行的奇事，最后呢，王答应把房产还给他，还有呢，把田间那几年所产的所有都归于他。
In verse 46, the king decides to restore to the woman all her possession, plus the earnings of her field during the years she's been away, so that he could find out more about what Elisha accomplished in her home.
这就是妇人顺服指引的结果，神恩待她一家。
This is the ultimate result of the woman's obedience to God. God looks after her household.
在经文中，我们知道以利沙并没有告诉那个苏念的妇人去哪里居住比较好啊。这七年当中。
Now from these verses, we know that Elisha didn't tell the Shunam woman where to move to.
也没有告诉他生活上的一个细节，只给他一个方向。
Neither did he tell her about all the details of her new life. God simply gave her a direction.
我们也是一样，神给我们的一个方向，一条道路和走这道路所需要的一切知识。
In the same way, God gives us a direction, a road, and all the knowledge required to travel on this road.
至于怎么个走法，还需要我们自己努力，按着神的大方向走下去。
As to how we do the traveling, we must depend on our own efforts to follow his direction.
在我们当中，有人是做 IT 的，搞音乐的，做会计的，当护士的，做银行的，做生意的，做学生的等等。
Among us, there are people in IT, music, accounting, nursing, banking.Business and study.
虽然呢，我们的职业是不一样的，但是我们的大方向是一样的，就是神指引我们一同走这一条天国的道路。
Even though we have different professions, our general direction is the same, and that's the road to heaven.
纵然在路上，我们每个人遇到的困难都不一样，我们走路的细节也不一样。
So we might run into different situations and have different problems.
但是我们的终点是一致的。
But our final goal is the same.
当我们跑完了人生的道路的时候，神必然恩待我们这些顺服他指引的人，并用行动回应他的人。
When we reach the end of our lives, God will certainly look upon us with favor for our obedience and our actions.
今天呢，是我在这教会服侍最后的一天。下个月呢，我就要到另外一家教会服侍了。
Today is the last day that I serve at this church. Next month, I will be moving to another one.
从我读神学之前到最近去另外一家教会服侍，我都一直有寻求神的指引。
From the time before I started my theological training, deciding to move to this new church, I have never stopped seeking for God's will.
这好比大指引已经知道了，但这条路怎么走了，还需要我们自己跟神沟通。
I knew the general direction, but in terms of the details of traveling this road, I needed to communicate with God personally.
苏念的妇人为什么决定去非利士这个地方呢？
Why did the Shunam woman decide to go to the Palestine's land?
你们今年无论是工作或学习的，应该怎么过呢？
How would you spend this year, whether you are studying or working?
也需要各自在祷告中去神跟沟通。
All these things need to be communicated with God through prayer.
我读神学前呢，神界的一位神学老师向我发出邀请，让我思想到读神学这件事情。
Before I started my theological training, God moved a teacher to send an invitation to me.
当我把工作辞掉，填好报名表，准备呈上去的时候，受到一些拦阻，于是我开始到处询问什么是神的旨意。
When I quit my job, filled in my application form, and just before I was handing it in, I met with some difficulties. So I started doubting, wondering about God's directions.
当时没有人能够给我一个很清晰的答案。
At the time, no one could give me a clear answer.
于是我继续的寻找。我跟自己说，要是我没有一个清晰的指引，我不会把报名表呈上去。
So I kept seeking.And I told myself, if I do not receive a clear sign, I will not hand in my application form.
我每天早上求问神，一个多月后，神在祷告中清晰地回答我，并且给我印证。
Every morning, I asked God for a sign. And 1 month later, during a prayer, God answered me clearly. He gave me a sign.
因此我便欢喜快乐地把放在抽屉里的报名表呈上去。
And full of joy, I put in my application form.
毕业前，我再次向神祷告，祈求他的指引。
Before I graduated, I asked God to give me His directions once again.
当时有几家教会也愿意我们到他们那里去服事。
There were many churches at the time who wanted us to go and serve.
在一周里，神在我的几个祷告中清晰地指引我们来到这一家教会去服侍他。
And once again, many times during my prayers, God clearly pointed to this church for us to come.
然后当我安立做牧师以后，我将要去那一家教会，他向我发出了邀请。
And when I was ordained, the church where I am going now sent their invitation to me.
我又开始询问神。
I asked God once again.
最后神感动我接受他们的邀请到他们那里去服事。
And God moved me to accept their invitation.
虽然前路可能非常困难，这一点我非常清楚。
Even though I am sure that the road... Brothers and sisters, God is real. Many of you have experienced His power.
不要觉得没有时间祷告寻求。
Don't feel that there isn't time for prayer.
因为聆听和顺服神的指引非常重要。
Because listening and obeying God is very important.
在2011年将会发生什么事情，世界上没有一个人会知道。
No one on this earth knows what will happen in 2011.
但是我们可以选择，凡是在祷告中寻求神的指引，然后顺服的执行。
But we can choose to seek for God's will through prayer and then following it.
那样你便不会走歪路，而是充满信心的朝着目标走到终点。
Then you will not go down the wrong path, but reach your goal.
现在让我们最后一同来为2011年的计划向神来祷告。
Let us pray together for our New Year's resolution.
亲爱的主，你是我们的主，我们的神。
Dear Lord, you are our Lord and our God.
在一年之初的时候，我们一同来向你祷告。
We come to you at the beginning of this new year to pray to you.
求你赐给我们信心和力量，帮助我们每一个人锁定我们人生的大方向。
We ask for faith and strength to determine the direction of our lives.
同时，也在我们生活中指引我们每一个的细节。
At the same time, we ask that you guide us in every single step.
让我们带着你的能力、信心去执行你的旨意，以至于我们的生命都能蒙你的保守和祝福。
So that we may carry out your will with strength and faith and obtain your protection and blessing.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name, Amen.